Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. You are listening to the 8th and final episode of this mini-series, which is entitled Your English Podcast, or YEP for short, if you like it that way. You can have the long version, Your English Podcast, or the short version, YEP. Whatever you want to do is fine with me, ladies and gentlemen. In this episode, I'm going to showcase the final set of recordings which were sent to me by listeners as part of this competition, which you must be familiar with by now. After at least 7 episodes, you've got to know the score at this point. You know what's going on. You know what's going down in Groove Town, as no one is calling it. Anyway, yes, this is how we do it here at Your English Podcast, as it's called for the time being. This is how it goes. People have been sending me recordings. They did it during the month of August, because that's when the rules dictated they could send me recordings. All right? Of course. I've been playing you those recordings. You've heard pretty much all of them now. There's only a few left. So you should know the drill at this point. Okay? Now, I'm going to play you a few more recordings. You're going to hear from these people: Wilkson from Brazil, Yannick from Switzerland, Yaron from Israel, Yayang from Indonesia, Yuri from Brazil. And we're also going to hear a couple of recordings from people who, for one reason or another, are not actually in the competition. And that includes Zdenek from the Czech Republic and also Alex from Russia, okay? They're not technically in the competition, but I decided to play their recordings to you anyway, just because I wanted to get them involved. You know the story. What happens is you get the chance to vote once per episode. So I guess if your name is at the end of this list, then you're a little bit luckier, because you've got fewer competitors in your group. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, okay, here at Luke's English Podcast. Don't get your knickers in a twist. That's just the way things go down sometimes, all right? You can vote for one person per episode. You've got one vote per episode, and you can vote for one person per episode. That's the way it works. So listen to the recordings that I'm going to play to you, and then choose one which is your favourite, and then just leave your comment. Where do you leave your comment? You leave it at teacherluke.co.uk. Find Your English Podcast competition entries number 8. And just go to the comment section, write the name and the country of the person you're voting for. And that's how it works. Voting closes at the end of September. Okay? It's going to close at midnight Central European time on the 30th of September. So get your votes in as soon as possible, because you've only got a limited period of time to get them all done. Okay, good. That's it, isn't it? I think that's it. That's all I have to tell you. All that remains to be done now is to fade this out. Seems like a pity to fade it out. Especially with this piano solo going on. Oh! It's too good. If you're into this kind of thing. I realise that this kind of music's not everybody's cup of tea, but it is for me. You see? Alright. It's time to fade out. This is where I feel like a DJ, fading out the music. It could be a crime to fade out the piano playing of Herbie Hancock. That's who that was. It could be considered a crime in some circles to fade him out in the middle of a piano solo. But we've got stuff to do here at Luke's English Podcast. You know the score. Okay, so I've told you who you're going to get in this episode. Slightly fewer than normal, which gives me a little bit more elbow room, but I'm still going to keep it brief. Let's get started, and you're now going to hear from Wilkson from Brazil. And here he is.
You're listening to Luke. You're listening to Wilkson's podcast. For more information, visit .co.uk. Hi everyone, today is a new episode of the podcast, and guess what? We have a guest. And his name is Cat, and I'm going to interview him right now. So hello Cat, how are you today? So Cat, can you tell us a little bit about you and what you do for a living? So we teach cats how to speak English. Great. So, do you have any other advice for our listeners who want to use this podcast as a tool to improve their English? Okay, cat. Thank you very much for your advice. And thanks for the interview. So, hi everyone, this was just my attempt to be funny. And I did that because I just wanted to participate and to communicate with you. I think it's great, and it's a great competition, and it's really important because it gives us voice. Because we have a voice, we have to use it. And I think it's great because give us a chance to try to speak English, because you know most of us don't have a perfect English, and sometimes we don't have that chance to speak and try to improve. So thank you very much, Luke, for your great job. And thank you very much for the podcast and for the competition. And thank you very much. That's it. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks, Wilkson from Brazil. And your cat. That is a very vocal cat, isn't it? Wow, very talkative. I used to have a cat, and he used to talk to me too in fluent Cantonese. No, he couldn't speak English. He spoke, or Chinese for that matter, he spoke a sort of cat language which I couldn't understand. And he would often, you know, he would persevere, you know, meow, 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 like that all the time. And I'm like, you know what, I can't understand what you're trying to say. Can you find another method of communicating? Mime, maybe? Draw a picture? No, he persisted. I suspect that pretty much everything he said, it could just boiled down to two things. One of them was, give me food, human. And the other one was, just let me out. I want to escape this prison that you call a home. It was probably one of those two things. That was Wilkson from Brazil with his cat. And we're now going to move on. And we're now traveling up above somewhere above sea level into the land that they call Switzerland. And this is Yannick from Switzerland.
Hi there, you're listening to Yannick's English Podcast. Today, I want to talk about episode 71 of Luke's English Podcast. But first of all, I want to present myself a little bit. So, my name is Yannick, and I'm from Switzerland. I live in the area of Zurich, the biggest city in Switzerland, basically, and I've been learning English for about 3 years now, yeah, 3 years, and I think I've reached a basic level now. So, enough about myself. Well, First of all, I want to thank Luke for his outstanding work that he's doing with his podcasts. If they weren't here, I wouldn't be able to record his podcast, actually. First, when I started listening to Luke's English podcast, I was a bit desperate, to be honest, because I didn't understand anything, but at a certain point of time, I suddenly understood nearly everything he was talking about. I think that's just the way it is. You listen to something every day, at least an hour, and later you see the benefit in it. So I really want to recommend, especially to those people who struggle with understanding Luke, keep listening, keep going. Later you see the benefit in it. So yeah, I promise, you don't even have to do something. Just listen and pick up vocab and grammar in a sort of subconscious way. So yeah, episode 71. I recommend you to listen to it, because in my opinion, it's probably one of the best episodes of Luke's English Podcast. There are many good episodes, but this particular one is very, very special. The episode is called the ice cream episode, but actually, it doesn't really treat how to eat an ice cream or something. No, I suppose everybody knows how to eat an ice cream, really, so that's not the topic of this episode. No, it's just Luke talking for about 45 minutes. He didn't make any preparation at all, and it's all just brainstorm. Yeah, first he speaks about the smell of a new book. It's absolutely hilarious. You have to listen to it in order to get it. And then somehow he gets to the topic of war and terror. And he's absolutely right. Don't kill each other. Don't blow each other up, it's stupid. We are together on this planet, and we have to share this space, otherwise we are gonna sort of extinct ourselves. It makes absolutely no sense to sort of kill foreign and exotic cultures. Imagine, if there was an alien attack or something, and they see us fighting against each other because of ridiculous reasons, they would laugh at us. Come on. Somehow, we are a big family, and what we're doing right now in Syria, Gaza, or in Ukraine is just stupid and absolutely not necessary. So, actually, a very good idea, Luke, but I think that's not how it's gonna work out in the end, to offer each other ice cream. But, yeah, please, put down the weapons. You can solve problems by speaking and negotiating with each other. So that's it, basically. I hope you enjoyed listening to my short podcast, and I hope you will keep listening to Luke's English Podcast, even if you don't understand everything. So, and yeah, I nearly forgot it. Please, if you can, do donate a little bit of money for Luke's English Podcast. Luke is doing a fabulous podcast for us for free, actually, and he's a very kind man. He really deserves a bit of money, otherwise he's not going to be able to continue this podcast, and that would be a shame. So yeah, by the way, the background music is a song from Stevie Wonder called Superstition. It's very funky, it's a great song, you should listen to it. So that's the end. Keep listening to Luke's English Podcast. Be generous to each other and enjoy and appreciate Luke's English Podcast as long as you can. That's it. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you so much, Yannick. That's a brilliant message and very good choice of music, I must say. Bit of Stevie Wonder. You can't go wrong with that, can you? That was Yannick from Switzerland. And we're now going to move on to Yaron from Israel. Here he is.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Luke. This is Yaron. I have decided to accept the challenge and try to speak in English for 5 minutes. I hope I will manage to do it without a lot of grammatical mistake, and I hope I will manage to do it more or less fluently. As you can hear, English isn't my first language, and I found this task very difficult. In my opinion, I think that most of the English learner will find the speaking part as the most difficult part when they are using the second language. If I need to put my finger why it is so difficult, I think that the main reason is that when you are speaking, you don't have an edit option. And you cannot go back and edit the sentence that you have just said. It's going to be remain exactly as you say it. So you got only one shot. And even this one shot, you need to deliver it fairly quickly, because you know you are in the middle of a conversation and the people or the person in front of you is waiting to hear what you have to say. So it's very stressful and a difficult situation to be when you are using your second language. In these terms, I think that the speaking part is like the money time of using your second language. However, this is exactly the reason that I'm doing this task, since I want to improve my English and especially the speaking part. Okay, so I would like to say some stuff about myself. So my name is Yaron. I'm just a regular guy. I have three children, and I must say that having children is one of the most amazing experiences that you can have, at least in my opinion. I wouldn't lie to you, it is difficult and sometimes it's frustrating, but at the bottom line, it's the best. It is one of the most amazing experiences. It's like, I don't know, like we say, dead dog's bollocks. It's wonderful. Okay. I learn from my children a lot. For example, one of the reasons that I decided to improve my English after so many years at my age is the fact that I saw how my children struggle with new stuff, like starting to ride a bike or swimming or reading and writing and so on. And each time they failed to do something, I told them to keep practice and keep training, and that by the end of the day, it will be so natural to them, so they wouldn't understand why it is been so difficult from the beginning. So I decided to take this advice for myself with learning English. Okay, so beside me being a father, I have the regular stuff that I like to do, like watching movies and TV series and watching sport. And I also do sport. I like to play basketball. I usually play basketball once or twice a week. Of course, that I like music. I hear music in English, but also in my native language, which is Hebrew. In addition, I play the piano myself. Maybe I will add some background music to this audio file of me playing the piano. Not that I'm such a brilliant pianist, but I think that the way I play the piano is better than the way that I speak in English. Okay, so I told you that my native language is Hebrew, so obviously I'm from Israel. I born and grew up near to the Sea of Galilee, which is an amazing place, and nowadays I live near to Tel Aviv. So finally, I would like to thanks to Luke for doing this podcast at his own time and give it to us for free. I really appreciate it. And I really think that the podcast makes the world better. I don't say it as a cliche. I really mean it, because it makes the people all around the world to share some experience together. And it's... I don't know, it's wonderful. So thank you, Luke. And if you want to hear more about me, choose me, and I'll be glad to be interviewed by Luke and share more. And last thing, I want to apologize in advance for any mistakes that I did. I'm sure that I have quite a few of them. So thank you, and bye.
Thank you. That was Yaron from Israel. I really appreciate your sentiments there, Yaron, about, you know, somehow the it's nice that the podcast is at this point a sort of forum which I suppose like brings people together in some way. That's very encouraging thought, and I never sort of imagined that that's what it could be. But anyway, I'm not going to get too big-headed about that or anything like that. Oh, no, I'm going to stay a modest, humble guy. Okay. That was Yaron from Israel. And now, from Israel, we're now going to travel and transport ourselves back to Indonesia again. And we're going to now hear from Yayang in Indonesia. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Teacher Luke. How are you doing? I'm doing well. I'd like to say thank you very much for your excellent job and your amazing podcast. I am learning listening as well from your podcast. It's very helpful in my progress and build my confidence in speaking English with taking part in this competition. Okay, let me introduce myself. My name is Yayang, Yayang Fitri Anggraini. Perhaps in English it sounds like Yayang Fitri Anggraini, but please just call me Yayang. I'm from Indonesia, 21 years old. I live in Bogor, a town in province West Java, Indonesia, exactly near Jakarta. Jakarta is capital city of Indonesia. I have graduated from Academy Chemical Analysis Bogor, and now I am analyst. I'm sure that you know about Indonesia, right? Indonesia is one of beautiful countries in this world. At least you should know Bali. Bali is one of fabulous islands in Indonesia. Well, Indonesia has for about 17,000 islands, so many. There are Sumatra, Java, Bali, Borneo, Sulawesi, Papua, Lombok, Palu, and others. By the way, unfortunately, I have a bad experience with Britain in Bali. As a famous and popular tourism place, there is so many foreigners from other countries, of course. When I was there, some foreigners tried to speak and ask me about anything. One of them is Adam from England. He was trying to greet and make conversation with me, but at the time, I just silent because I didn't know what he said. He said too much fast for me. I could not understand at all. And then his face expressed that you are boring. It made me so embarrassed, feel like a full person, and at that time I was hate Britain. I spoke to myself, I don't want to speak with foreigner anymore. But after a few days later, I realized I could not avoid English, but I must speak English, especially British English. Now, I don't hate Britain anymore. Really? Now I like them. Of course, I like you, Miss Teacher Luke. I like you very much. Because of you, I improved my English. Yeah, first time, I was listening your English audio, and at the same time, I was reading transcript. I became very frustrated. You were speaking too fast. It was sound mumble, like that. But I like the way you speak. You speak enthusiasm, clear intonation, good mimicking, nice jingle, and of course funny. Time by time, here I am. I improve my English. At least I can understand what you say. I don't hate Britain anymore, and I'm ready to speak with them now. By the way, I don't really care yet about my pronunciation and grammatical speaking when I'm recording this podcast. I am learning for a few months, so I'm just beginner. Please be patient on me. I think Jacin, really sorry. I'm really sorry if I made so many mistakes. Bye 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 bye.
Hey, bye Yayang. Nice to hear from you. Hey, you know, I was in Indonesia. I was in Java and Lombok just a few weeks ago. You probably know that now because you've heard the episodes in which I talked about it. Really nice. I didn't go to Bali. I'm sorry that you had a bad experience with a British guy. Who is this Adam from Britain who made a rude face during your conversation? Anyway, I'm very glad that you kind of got over that rather quickly. And you're clearly now going from strength to strength. And never mind about that single conversation you had with Adam from Britain. Now, here you are on Luke's English podcast all around the world. It's brilliant. I'm proud to have you on the podcast, Yayang. So that was Yayang from Indonesia. We're now going to go to Brazil, one of the top countries for Luke's English podcast. And this is Yuri from Brazil.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Yuri speaking, greeting you from southeastern Brazil. Your previous transmission of Luke's English podcast has been interrupted, and this is a pirate radio broadcast, which has been brought to you by Brazuca Station, an independent broadcasting station. Hey. Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm just kidding you guys, so you don't worry, because I'm not an outlaw, and I'm not transmitting this to you illegally. In fact, I'm not even a pro. I'm talking to you now thanks to Luke, who kindly provided us all some minutes of his well-succeeded podcast. So grateful thanks, Luke, for the support you are giving us. To start with, I want to say something about my name that I'd like to share with you guys. Intriguingly, if you spell my name in English, you get a whole sentence. See, Y-U-R-I, which means, what is the reason that you are being me? Get out, I'm original. Isn't that fun? I've always wanted to print my name on a t-shirt like Yuri and not yourself. I mean, why you are I and not yourself? but obviously, that's not proper English, which should be, why are you me? Well, I decided to record my opening in a radio-like transmission because I had taken myself thinking of a way to be appealing. Moreover, now I have a topic to talk about. So, when I thought about how I would do this, I meant to the listeners, or more precisely, our leper friends, to feel like they were close to a typical stereo, probably listening to their daily programs, or perhaps just being turned off without much awareness, whatever. And then, the signal gets invaded by a pirate radio station, which is broadcasted from a homemade studio. Do you guys know what a pirate radio is? That is an unlicensed broadcast, and which may cause other regular transmissions to fail. I would also like to suggest a movie, which is called The Boat That Rocked. Rocked spells R-O-C-K-E-D. Some students, many of those at a beginning level, might find this word problematic, as the past E-D is pronounced here as a T, rocked. 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 This is a very close sound to rocket, you know, the space rocket, a kind of spacecraft. While the first one, rocked, is a passive verb that means to shake. So I guess if you're on a boat, you possibly don't want it to rock, huh? Eventually, I found out that there is an expression like rock the boat, which means to do something that upsets a situation and causes problems. Just stir up a trouble. There goes an example. I was told to keep my mouth shut and not rock the boat. Also, to rock means something is very good, like Luke's podcast, rock. Okay, so I guess we've had enough of this, huh? It's so many definitions for such a word, isn't it? Okay. Now, let's go back a bit. Before, I was telling you about a movie, The Boat That Rocked, which is set in the 60s, and it is a fictitious comedy film that tells the story of a pirate radio station that sends out the signal from a ship in the high seas after the British government banned the rock music. Can you believe that? Seriously. Guys, remember, please remember to check the audience level, you know, or you can have some scenes that would make you feel awkward, I don't know. What's going on? Oh no, I think they got me. So I'm trying to recover the signal. They're going to shut me down. Alright, my folks, thanks for listening to this. So this was Yuri speaking to you from a fictitious Brazilian pirate radio. Farewell, over and out.
Thank you, Yuri. Good luck with those police. It sounds like they're shutting you down, mate. That's a pity. The Boat That Rocked is a film that contains some great music. I wonder if you guys have seen it. It might not have the same name where you are. Here in France, for example, they call it Good Morning England. But The Boat That Rocked, I'm going to try and play you a little bit, maybe the trailer from The Boat That Rocked. I've no idea if this is going to sound good, but I'm going to play it to you anyway. Let's just have a little bit of The Boat That Rocked. This is the trailer from the film. Just so we know what Yuri was referring to. Maybe this is visual, but we'll see.
In 1966, there were 571 American radio stations blasting rock and roll 24 hours a day. But in the country that gave you the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, the only way to hear the music was to tune in to a boat.
You are listening to Radio Rock and I'm the Count. And I'm counting on you as we count down to ecstasy.
They were called pirates.
Pirate Radio.
They are a sewer of dirty low morals.
Could I introduce Carl?
Hi, I'm Angus.
I'm the Count.
Oh, I'm a lesbian.
You know what a lesbian is?
I do.
Fun times, eh?
The fans made them famous.
Wow. You think you could ever love a man with a funky Fu Manchu?
No.
I could shave it.
The government made them outlaws.
The drug takers and the law breakers and the bottom-bashing agitators.
I will soon be the first person to curse on rock and roll radio.
But they risked it all.
You can't do this.
Why not? We're pirates. That's why we're sitting out here in the middle of the friggin' ocean.
For the music they love.
Goodbye! We're going to shut them down.
They can't close us down.
They will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
From midnight on New Year's Eve, Radio Rock will be breaking the law.
From Richard Curtis.
Tonight, Pirate Radio dies.
Creator of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
This isn't going to happen.
They will come after us.
Let them try.
And Love Actually.
We thought we'd never die, but
you can't fight City Hall.
3, 2, 1.
Only kidding, dudes! Let's rock!
This summer, from Universal Pictures, comes a comedy about a time.
These are the best days of our lives.
When love couldn't be silenced.
The first moment I saw you, I fell in love with you.
And music could change the world.
Young men and young women will always dream dreams. And put those dreams in the song.
The Boat That Rocked.
I can see why you wanted that condom.
What?
Night-night.
What did he just say?
Night-night.
That was The Boat That Rocked, the trailer. Just thought I'd play a bit of that. It sounds like a good life, doesn't it? Being the DJ. Being a DJ on a pirate radio station. I think so. It sounds like Yuri... You think the same thing as me. I hope that you haven't been shut down by the police. So there you just heard from Wilkson from Brazil, Yannick from Switzerland, Yaron from Israel, Yayang from Indonesia, and Yuri from Brazil. And yet, it's kind of not finished. Those are the entries that I received. Those are the ones that you can, let's say, vote for. Those are the ones that are in the competition. I also received a couple of other recordings. One of them was from Zdenek from the Czech Republic. Now, when I recorded episode 200, Zdenek recorded an audio comment on that episode, just explaining his reason why he thought that he wouldn't submit a competition entry. I'm going to let him do the talking here, but I've decided to broadcast his recording just so you get the idea of why he's not competing. Now, maybe this is going to sort of defeat the purpose of what he's saying. Ultimately, he's saying, I don't think I should take part because you've heard enough from me. I've been mentioned on Luke's English podcast enough and you're probably sick of me by now. Well, Zdenek, this is my podcast. I can do what I want. So I've decided I'm going to play your message right here, right now on the podcast. This isn't a competition entry. This is just Zdenek explaining why he's not in the competition, although he is being broadcast. It's complicated. I'll let him explain it.
Hello, Luke and all the listeners. This is Zdenek from the Czech Republic. I'm recording this audio comment in order to respond to your latest episode, 200, in which you are inviting everyone to take part in your new competition. So we are asked to create a 5-minute podcast. I'm in an awkward situation, to be honest. You may remember that some time ago, I actually spoke to you, and I kind of made a decision that I wouldn't enter this competition, because I thought, like, you have talked enough about me on your podcast, and maybe it was time for me to kind of step back. You know, it was time for me to get lost in a way, because the listeners may already be a little bit tired of hearing about me. They may be sick and tired of me, because you've advertised me several times, and of course I'm grateful to you for this, and I kind of owe you a debt of gratitude, because you managed to attract some of bring some of my listeners to my podcast. Is this the right word to use? Bring. You managed to send some listeners to my podcast, okay, which is obviously great. I'm very happy for this. But maybe it's time I didn't do anything this time, you know. I don't know. What do you think, Luke? Because obviously I am a little bit tempted to do oh my God. Maybe I shouldn't do it at all. You see what is happening to me? I can't even express myself well the way I want best. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? I'm tempted to do it, of course, because it's another chance for me to show off or something. And, you know, it would be great, obviously, to win this competition, this prize. It's like, if this prize was a Macmillan dictionary, I wouldn't really even consider entering the competition, just for the reason I told you. But now, I have kind of an inner conflict. It's a dilemma I'm experiencing like right now, Luke. And I want to hear your opinion on this. What do you think? Should I kind of break my promise? Of course, with your kind permission, and try to do one of my own. And I would try to do something improvised, because I find it really, really challenging. Even this one is improvised, and if I make a mistake, I can't just take it back. Well, I can, but then I would have to restart recording the whole comment, which would be horrible, because, of course, making so much effort and everything lost. You know what I mean, right? When I record my podcast, I can edit, but with this, I can't. So I would promise that I would try to do one improvised one. Well, maybe I would have some points in my mind or something, but I wouldn't definitely read anything from the script. I'll just see what happens. And, you know, as you said, I think improvised recordings may be even better more appealing to everyone than when somebody actually reads it from the script. I mean, there is a way actually to read it in a way that no one will notice it, but I think most of the time it doesn't sound natural. So I actually agree with you on this one. Anyway, you know you understand what this was about, didn't you? Yeah. Oh my God. I've just recorded 4 minutes of this. How is this possible, Luke? Have you changed some kind of setting here that now I can record more than 3 minutes? Has it been changed by your provider, or is it just the feature I can do because I have my podcast? Anyway, this is interesting discovery, isn't it? Okay, so please, could you get back to me? Of course, the listeners can also comment on this. Like, if you have enough of me, just tell me, please. I'll just get lost or something. But, you know, this is really tempting competition. And if I win, I may actually be interviewed by Luke. That would be like a dream come true, you know. But I understand this would be a dream come true for everyone, not just for me. So, you know, but I would be willing to fight, you know, fight for this prize. But anyway, I still feel a bit obliged to ask Luke if I can do it, considering my history here on Luke's English Podcast. That's it from me. I think I've talked enough. I've said everything. Bye.
Okay, so that was Zdenek's comment there, a kind of message to me. I think I can't quite remember what I responded with and how quickly I responded. I hope that I responded quickly enough. I think I said that he could enter. I mean, why would I block him? I think I said that he could, but I don't remember. Zdenek, you'll remember, but I for the life of me now, I can't remember quite what happened. But ultimately, Zdenek decided that he was going to step back and not enter, but still I wanted his voice on the podcast, and so there he is. And then not only do we have Zdenek here at the end, we also have Alex from Russia, who unfortunately just sent his recording in too late, and I couldn't bend the rules. I mean, it wouldn't be fair. So he understands, in fact he said so in his message, that he knows he's too late, but I thought I'd play him anyway. Because, you know, everyone's welcome in this party. But technically, Alex is not in the competition. I mean, you know, you can vote for him if you want. But, I mean, the rules dictate, actually, that he's not in. But I wanted to play him anyway, so here he is. This is Alex from Russia.
Hello, Luke. Hello, lepers. My name is Alex. I'm Russian. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you, Luke, for all your hard work, for everything you've done so far for us. For lepers, as you call us, I like this expression, because all of your episodes are very useful for us, and in most of the times, you can pick up something unconsciously, not even realize that you've learned something new, but in the end, when you start using this or that expression, you understand, I've picked up this on Luke's English Podcast, and it's really awesome, because sometimes you don't have enough time to learn or read something in English. And your podcast, it's really good substitute for everything I usually do. Yeah, and actually I'm trying to do it all the time, if I have a time. Yeah. All right, and also congratulations, because 5 years, 5 long years, not giving up, working really hard to help people from all around the world to learn English. Yeah, it's really generous of you, as you said many times on your podcast, because I'm new to Luke's English Podcast, and I'm still learning for your old episodes, and sometimes you describe yourself as very generous, and it's difficult not to agree. Yeah, agree, absolutely. Thank you for all your hard work. And also, there are 200 episodes so far behind your back, but I think not 200, 209, yeah, because today is the 1st of September, and it means I'm out of time. I missed all terms to record myself in order to take part in the competition. Yeah, such a pity for me. But I've made it not allegedly. It happened by accident, because just today I discovered your podcast about competition. I've seen it before, but I've heard this episode just now. Yeah, and instantly I decided to record myself to say hello, to say thank you, and just to conquer my fear, to test my powers in English. Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, but even if there is no chance for me to take a challenge, it's good. I'm happy with this, with all I have. Yep. Yeah. It's not so easy to keep flowing for 5 minutes, because actually I don't know what I'm going to say next. How can you speak for 1 hour? Tell us, please. It's not so easy for me. Yeah, I know I'm a learner, but sometimes you can speak about everything. You can change the theme. You can segue. Yeah, I suppose it's the right word in this particular situation. You can segue from one topic to another, describing everything, all in this. And it's really cool and useful. But I can't do it. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful, I think. And also, I don't like my sound of voice. No, not this. It's better to say I don't like my voice. When I hear some voice recordings or videos, oh, it's awful. That's why it's not my first try. It's try number 10 or 11, I suppose. I'm trying to do my best, but it's not so easy. All the time I make mistakes. It's so difficult. And also, I'm so lazy to make some notes. That's why I'm spending so much time recording this. All right. I'm from Russia, and I had a chance this year to take part in the Winter Olympic Games 2014. Yes, and it was awesome. I used to be a volunteer there. And these summer vacations I spent in London, and it was really brilliant. I loved the city. I didn't expect to see so many things. I didn't expect the city to be so cool. Yeah, I'm satisfied completely. Don't know what to say else. First of all, I decided to go to Queen's Elizabeth Victoria Park. Do you know why? Of course, it's obvious, because it was the second park in my life I visited. And I'm under expression so far. Didn't expect to see so many friendly people there. You know, it's quite funny, it's quite pleasant to hear all the time words such thank you, excuse me, morning, and other words. All words of, I don't know how to say, well-bred people, I suppose, because in my country it's not so obvious to hear these polite words. You can hear them, but not in such big quantity. Yeah. Hey, it's already 4 minutes 43 seconds. It means I have to say goodbye, to say thank you. And I wish to be... Oh, sorry, another mistake. I'd like to wish good luck for all learners of English. I wish it's not so late, but if it does... All right, I'm happy with all I have. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Alex. Thanks a lot for your message. Sorry it was too late, but still, you got onto the episode. It's nice to hear from you. That was Alex from Russia. Well done for getting into the Winter Olympics. That must have been an amazing experience. Great job. By the way, you say that you don't like the sound of your voice. I suppose that's natural. Everyone thinks that whenever they hear themselves. But you've got nothing to worry about, Alex. Your voice sounds good. It sounds very pleasant. It's very nice to listen to. And I'm sure that everyone will agree with me. So you've got nothing to worry about in that case. You're fine. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Those are all the recordings that I received. Only 8 episodes. It was actually a lot more than I expected. And, I mean, that's massive. And that's like about 8 hours of content. Unbelievable. I really hope that you've listened to all of them. I mean, if you're listening to this now, then I assume that you have. You've listened to them all, and you'll be in the same position as me, because I've just gone through all of this stuff, spending quite a lot of time editing it together and so on. I'm now going to put them all up online and all that sort of thing. So at this point, it's like, wow, I feel like I've climbed another mountain. I'm at the top and I'm looking down and sort of assessing everything that I've achieved. It feels a bit like that. Certainly, all these comments that I've had from everyone have been extremely encouraging and very inspiring as well, because it makes me think, wow, I just love this channel that I have, and the ability to talk to people and engage with people in such a direct way. The internet is an incredible thing. It really is. I mean, in some ways, it's a terrible thing. You know, all the problems that there are with the internet, and the fact that it seems to make people behave in certain ways when they have anonymity and all that sort of thing, and all the other aspects of the invasions of privacy and all that kind of thing. Despite the negative things about the internet, which seem to be impacting on our lives more and more as it becomes something which is developing. It's this sort of thing. We're not quite sure what's going to happen with the internet and whether it should be regulated or not, and who's online, and whether or not the government should be spying on people, and how much they're spying on us. I mean, for example, the NSA are probably listening to this now. If that is the case, then I hope you've been enjoying Luke's English podcasts. So yes, despite the issues that there are around the internet, it's also an incredible thing. I mean, it's amazing. Just going back to the pirate radio stuff of the boat that rocked, those guys in the 60s, they had to get out onto a boat. They risked their lives, they risked their careers and all their money and everything on this crazy rock and roll lifestyle, living on a boat, broadcasting from the ocean, so that people could listen to music, the music that they wanted to listen to, even though it had been banned by the major broadcasters. In those days, it had to be extreme like that. You had to fight really hard for this kind of freedom of expression. But now with the internet, I can just do it from my flat here. I can just sit here and drink my tea and look out of the window, and I can talk to you all around the world, and you can all download it and not only listen and enjoy listening to it, I hope, but you can also use it to somehow develop skills and things like that. Admittedly, I am doing it for free. Sometimes I wonder why. I have to be honest. I mean, clearly it's something I enjoy doing, and it's, you know, straight from the heart and all that sort of thing. I do often think, I wonder how long I can keep this up, and I sort of think to myself, maybe this is just gone a bit too far, and I can't really justify doing this for free anymore. But I've been thinking about that for a long time. I know that there are listeners out there thinking, screaming, maybe, Luke, there are ways that you can make money out of this. There are people out there. I received an email from someone, and I'm sorry right now that I can't remember your name, but you'll know who you are. I received an email when I launched this competition. Someone sent me an email. Rather than sending me a voice recording, they just sent me an email. Rather passionate, sort of hurried response. Telling me all of these different ways that I could build my podcast and ways in which I could perhaps broaden it and turn it into a business venture and so on. And they recommended someone to me, and that's a podcast called Podcast Answer Man. And I've been listening to Podcast Answer Man, and it's great. It's an amazing resource. There's a guy, I think his name's Cliff Ravenscroft. I think that's it. And he does a podcast called Podcast Answer Man. It's one of the biggest podcasts on the internet. And it's full of incredible advice on how you can take your podcast to the next level, how you can do all sorts of things, you know, like, for example, a recent episode was called Four Strategies for Changing the World with Your Podcasting Efforts. And so, seriously, whoever that was who sent me an email, and I can actually drag up the email here, and then I'll be able to say the name, although you know who you are. I really appreciate the sentiment, and I appreciate, you know, the intention that you have, which is to help me to, you know, take Luke's English podcast to the next level. And I really, really want to do that. I really, really do. That's it, Eric. That's it, Eric. And Eric, I'm going to read out your email. I hope you don't mind. He said, first of all, sorry, I don't want to abuse the competition email address, but I can't find any other way, and I have to write you this email. I just finished the 200th episode, and you said you would like to become a full-time podcaster, or at least make some money after 5 years of hard work for free. And I really do wish that for you too. Thank you, Eric. He then goes on to explain some other podcasts, like the British History Podcast, which involves a subscription. There's also, as I said, Podcast Answer Man, the Smart Passive Income by Pat Flynn, which is all about honest online business. And it's very, very inspiring and very encouraging for me. And, you know, I felt sort of butterflies in my stomach reading the email, Eric. Really, I did. And I'm in a position where I can see the potential for that kind of thing. I could become a full-time podcaster, but I can't do it in the next year. I can't do it in the next 12 months, just because the next 12 months of my life, I know I'm making excuses right now. I know that I'm doing that, but still, let me explain. In the next 12 months, I have a very full plate. I've got my job at the university, which is great, and I needed to take employment like that here in France. I needed to get both feet on the ground. So I've got my job at the university. I'll be doing that throughout the next academic year. That's very busy and demanding, as you know from, you know, previous podcasts in which I talked about being snowed under with lots of marking and exam fatigue and all that kind of thing. I'm going to be doing that again. But also, I've been given a job at the British Council. The British Council, of course, is, you know, the UK's leading cultural organization, and they're also responsible for doing all kinds of English language teaching around the world. They have offices and schools in many, many places, including here in Paris, and they offered me a permanent contract. That means, as far as I'm aware, a job for life. So they've taken me on. The British Council found me. Well, they didn't find me. I found them. I sent them my CV and they gave me a job. And I'll be working for them as well on a part-time basis. And so that means my timetable is going to be very full. Now, I need a job, don't I? Just like anyone else does. You might... I don't know if anyone does think this, but you might think, because I'm Luke from Luke's English Podcast, and that, you know, some people know my name, that somehow the rules are different, but they're no different for me. I still need to get by. I still need to pay my bills. I still need to, you know, get some income for my future and all that sort of thing. So, of course, I've got to look at getting a job. And what I'm trying to say is that these things... I suppose I'm scared. I'm a little bit scared that it's going to take me away from Luke's English Podcast a little bit over the next 12 months. Now, I'm always frightened that I'm not going to be able to realize my dreams and, you know, put all my work into reality and do the podcasts that I want to do. You know, when I'm on the train, I have inspiration. I think I'd love to make this idea into a podcast. It would be great. Sometimes I don't have the time and the energy. So, yes, what I'm saying is that over the next year, I will be even busier. And that might take me away from my microphone a bit more. And it certainly means that I won't be able to devote the time and effort and energy into taking Luke's English Podcast to the next level. I managed to kind of pull Luke's English Podcast into a better position, which is that I'm now uploading onto a better audio host, and I've got my website pretty much under control now. It's a lot better. It's much better than it was 12 months ago. And now I'm getting way more downloads, and more people are using Luke's English Podcast, not just to learn English and entertain themselves, but also to just get together in some sort of community around the world. So that's great. But over the next 12 months, well, I might not become, you know, super duper Luke from the internet quite yet. You know, that's still on the cards. And one day, maybe I'll be the guy who can realize my dreams by doing even more with, you know, teacherluke.co.uk. It's certainly not the end. Oh, God, no. It might just mean that I'll have to wind down a little bit as I enter the academic year. Over the summer, I've been quite productive, but the frequency with which podcasts are going to be uploaded will drop down. I can't say how often I'll be able to upload, but obviously I'll be making time to do it whenever I can. But it won't be quite as often as it has been over the last couple of months. But don't worry. Luke's English Podcast is alive and well. It's as healthy as ever. And you will find more and more stuff being uploaded. And the intention is to expand. But it's all a question of time and energy. Don't forget that I'm getting married next year as well. And it's usually a bit of an organisational headache getting married. Obviously, I can't wait. I can't wait to marry my girlfriend, and that's going to be a wonderful day. But it does require lots of planning and lots of time. So anyway, that's just where I am. Okay. Thanks so much to everyone for sending their comments. I'm really blown away by the things that I've heard from my listeners. And I know that there are many, many more of you out there who didn't send me recordings. I really, really hope that you've also enjoyed listening to everybody. I think it's time for me to now stop talking, and it's time for you to start voting. You know the score. Vote for one person per episode. At the end of September, the deadline is midnight Central European time on the 30th of September. That is when the voting will close, and then I'm going to count and see where we are. I'm going to, you know, do a bit of a counting, and we'll work out if we have a winner. If we do have a winner, that person will at some point feature in an interview on the podcast, and we'll find out a bit more about them, and I'll talk to them, and it'll be fun and nice. Who knows? Maybe there'll be more than one winner. It might be a draw. I've I've no idea what is going to happen at that point, but we will cross that bridge when we come to it, as I said earlier on. Okay? Okay, that's it. I'm lost for words now. I don't have anything else to say. I might sing, but we'll see how I feel. But certainly for this episode of Your English Podcast, featuring Luke from Luke's English Podcast and loads of other people from around the world, it's time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. This is a song by a guy called Neil Innes, who was a genius, and it's a kind of Beatles-esque track, and it's called How Sweet to Be an Idiot, and I'm now going to sort of destroy it on the ukulele, all right? Good, fine. If you don't like music, or if you don't like the sound of me singing, if you think I should just stick to teaching, then stop listening now, okay? Fine. So now that I've got the music fans on board, let's attempt to do this. I've never done this song before, I just felt like doing it right now. Okay, that's enough excuses. I think it's time to try and smash this song to pieces. How sweet to be an idiot, as harmless as a cloud, too small to hide the sun, almost poking fun at the warm but insecure, untidy crowd. How sweet to be an idiot and dip my brain in joy, children laughing at my back with no fear of attack, as much retaliation as a toy. How sweet to be an idiot, how sweet. I tiptoed down the street and smile at everyone I meet. But suddenly a scream smashes through my dream. Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an asylum. Smell the blood of an asylum. Hey you, you're such a pedant, you got as much brain as a dead ant, as much imagination as a caravan site, but I still love you, still love you. How sweet to be an idiot, how sweet.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.